Yes, it is the mixtape, Andre Ware. In the Loop Sports Radio 610, it's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a Friday, happy Friday to everyone out there. I had to play, I got to play this again right here. So for those who don't know where that came from, so I want to say it was last year around this time. Mm-hmm. I think it was around this time last year.
No, no, it was during the regular season because he remember Damian.
That's right. Yeah, that's Damian, right.
Yeah,
yeah. That was last year though.
Yeah.
And Lopez was very critical. he was very critical of Damian Pierce, rightfully so. He didn't have the best year or the best couple years. And Andre Ware had to let him know, like, hey, I want...
See, let's get this straight.
He
said radio host.
Like...
He didn't say people or anything. He said radio host.
Midday radio host. Hear me and hear me well.
Hispanic midday radio host.
In the city.
In the city. Well, the funniest thing about it... Whoever that radio host was right.
So it was about you then.
No, I said whoever, whomever it was. Well, again, that unnamed radio host was right.
Look at Lopez. Wanted to take the credit, but I wanted it to be about him.
It really is a heady play if you think about it. It's a good bit.
Anywho, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. We're going to be out there tailgating and all that good stuff.
Salute. That's why it's a big-time preseason game.
Yes. Yeah, man. Salute the HEB and all that stuff. Tell me where you tailgating at. 713-572-4610. You can line them up on the phone line. I got some good play. I got to get a couple shout-outs to some really good tailgates that I've been going to over the years. I got to give a shout-out to Nuff Said Tailgaters.
Always.
Man.
Big time. Always. Especially because they bring us barbecue sometimes.
Yeah. So salute the
Mark. Shameless.
It's a heady play, too.
No shame. No shame.
We about to have a whole bunch of food up here next time.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, salute the Nuff Said Tailgaters. They are in the blue lot. Shout-out to Marty, Leslie, Freddie, who be rocking the fireman suit and be hot as hell in it.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Shout out to them boys there. Gorilla Meat Tailgaters. I want to say they won Tailgater of the Year. I want to say three times.
Mm-hmm. You said Gorilla Meat?
Gorilla Meat Tailgaters, man. Tastes I got
like
to take
that.
You there.
Actually, what's up there on the on
tastes
the menu?
Like chicken.
Oh, okay.
Now I don't think that's it. But
okay.
Really good tailgate, man. Salute to Russ and Pat over there. DSND, Dad's Sons and Daughters Tailgate. A really good...
Have I been to that one?
You might have been to it.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
They do it big as well. Mm-hmm. They have really good cook, man. Mm-hmm. I forgot my man's name, but he be on the grill a lot. I think I had a big old... some type of big old burger on a stick, pretty much.
Burger on a stick, huh?
Yeah, it was something like that, but it was pretty good.
Does the burger on does it go through the middle like then no. the axis? Yeah, go through
eat
the side.
It. No, it was kind of like a kebab a little bit. It was like a kebab type of style.
Ah,
gotcha. But it had the bread. It was like all type
That's
of meat.
That's a good
on
idea.
It. Yeah, no, it was really good. I think I got the picture of that. I'll probably tweet the picture out. But the Big H Tailgaters, they are in the blue lot. And they won a couple years ago.
I know
ago.
Them, yeah.
Yeah, they do a good job. Bulls on McNee Tailgaters, they are in the yellow lot. Mm-hmm. And they are known for bringing out the koozies that said Blue Lot Sucks.
Wow, we got so intra got, lot
they
beef.
Got a little, they got a little beef going wow. on.
Are they, the ones with, are they the ones with the cheeky bar?
No, I think they're around there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's the whole yellow lot. It's a good vibe in the yellow lot, too, man.
I didn't know it was inner lot beef.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Let me jump in real quick because this is one of my favorite things about Texans, and I'm sure it's not exclusive to them, but definitely Texans tailgating. Each lot has its own vibe.
That is true.
100%.
That is 100%.
The blue lot is definitely like big time, decked out, bring the fire truck, bring the trailer, take six spaces. Yellow lot is a little bit more of like kind of like we're setting up, we're cooking, we're partying. You know,
yeah,
we're not going to mess around with all this big stuff. You know?
And I think with the yellow lot too, because they're a little further away from the stadium, it's kind of like you're there.
Yeah.
Like for the game, but you also just going to an event. Too.
Yeah, and Orange Lot is very underrated.
Yeah,
Orange Lot is one.
You'll
of
be in the Orange Lot tomorrow.
Yeah,
man.
Very underrated. I like the Maroon Lot because those are the people that are just because those are purchase tickets, purchase parking passes. So they're like, we don't come to every game. You know, so they make it big time because yeah. it's just a one-shot deal or two-shot deal. You know what I mean? Each lot has its own vibe.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Gorilla Meat tailgaters are in the maroon lot.
Red lot is a little froofy.
Is it?
A little bit.
What was that word?
Froofy.
Did Merriam-Webster, did they weigh in
well,
on
Well, maybe
word?
Because they don't put they put anything in there these days.
936 said it's preseason, fellas. Hey, get out there and I'm
not for tailgating.
Wait. I'm glad he texted that in because if you rolling with HEB and you trying to win tailgater of the year, hey, this ain't no preseason game. Mm-hmm. It's the real deal, man. So whoever win tailgater of the game tomorrow, they're qualified to be in the running for tailgater of the year. So this ain't no preseason or just a, we just going to take it light.
Nope.
Nah, this is a contest. This game one for tailgaters.
Yeah, you don't ease into anything right here.
No, that tailgating is serious right from preseason.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, I kind of went into it when I first started doing it. Oh, it'd be like, nah, they went hard on on the preseason game, man. So. Yeah. Yeah, it's keep texting them in 713-572-4610. If y'all see some, just blurt it out.
There's a couple of them on the YouTube page. They said shout out to Mojo One in the yellow lot, Shotgun 30. Somebody else said backyard smoking meat in my they're just in the backyard. They're like they're my lot. Let me see. They said shout out to Bear with Invaders tailgaters in the yellow lot. One tailgater of the game last year for the Sunday night game versus Detroit.
All right, were there.
Yeah.
Oh, J Lo. They said you were dancing with their buddy's wife. I remember that day.
Oh yeah,
J Lo was cutting a rug.
You
boy.
You dancing with somebody's wife?
Yes,
damn
he was.
Right.
Oh man, I knew it was something fishy about you, man.
Nah, we're doing I think we're doing a cumbia.
I can't recall specifically. Yeah. I might have had a few shots.
She could cut it up too now.
I do recall that.
Yeah.
Y'all were moving.
Yeah.
I do got to give a special shout out to this tailgate over in the yellow lot, too. H-Town to Brewtown Tailgaters.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar.
We actually played this audio, I want to say, a couple years ago, 2023. It was a guy that was probably giving the best hype video I ever gotten. And this was so H-Town right here. Yeah. This is my guy. I wish I knew his name, but here's my guy from H-Town to Brewtown Tailgaters. Just being hyped for the game.
We do this all day, every day. Ain't time to do time. Represent them, test it, you know what I'm saying? It's what we do. We ride socks, we ride gear, we ride everything. Ain't time, no matter who we are, we go wild card, we ride those. Bet that. Thank God so much for letting us be ain't time. You can test it. ACB, tailgaters, love game, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate time. This is what we do every single home game. We gonna represent it. Ain't time to test it.
That can't get no more H-Town than that, man.
They can't.
H-Town and Brewtown, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to get back out there, though.
Yeah, it's always fun.
All right, as we continue the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610, I got to talk about somebody, something that was so silly and so nasty, in my personal opinion. So I want to talk about a former brewery owner who assaulted somebody who worked at Longhorn Steakhouse over something I think that's so damn nasty. This is so nasty. And I got to salute to Tyler Miller. I don't think he's doing stuff like this.
Okay, good. I was like, I don't know what we're setting up here.
Yeah. Tyler Miller, by the way.
No, it wasn't. No, Tyler's kind of in the category a little bit, but I don't think he'll take it this far.
Okay.
But let's go to NECT News 6 in North Carolina for the story.
In the arrest of the former owner of the Edward Teach Brewery.
Gary Scholler is now suing a restaurant employee who told police Scholler smashed a plate on his head. Tonight, Scholler says he's the actual victim. WECT's Delaney Tarplay looked through the civil suit today, the same day that the new owners of Edward Teach took to social media to speak out about Scholler's arrest.
Now, in this civil suit, Scholler claims the employee, quote, assaulted and battered him and applied force to his body without his consent. Wilmington police did arrest Scholler for allegedly throwing a plate at an employee at Longhorn Steakhouse. The incident supposedly took place July 23rd. Scholler was reportedly feeding his dog inside the restaurant. When the employee told him that wasn't allowed, Scholler allegedly got angry and threw the plate at the employee, leaving him with a hairline fracture.
Dang. Buddy, you got your dog at Longhorn Steakhouse eating from the table?
No, you can't.
Wait, on the table?
Yeah, it was.
For some reason, I thought it was like, all right, put the plate or put some food down on the, which, again, not everybody would be very happy about, but I would like, the dog just sitting up like Air Bud on the seat?
Yeah, he was at the table.
Sitting up there like Wishbone?
Yeah.
Okay, one question, because I'm with you guys.
I'm trying to remember another famous dumb dog to run here, make a trifecta. Lassie? Okay, Lassie.
Yeah.
Shiloh.
Gibson?
That's his dog. That's his personal dog.
Gibson was the most famous dog in Houston for a while.
So you can just continue saying what you were going to say. I think that we've run this out.
Does Longhorn Steakhouse doesn't let you bring your dog in, right?
I don't think. I mean, if they do, I don't think they let you have the dog at the table.
No. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't think so. It's still wrong and idiotic and all that.
Yeah.
Some of these restaurants, though, especially on the patios, when you let, and that's generally where they let the dog go.
Yeah. But Longhorn don't have a patio.
They don't have a patio. But if, you know, out on the patio, sometimes it gets pretty wild out there with the dogs and the tables and the food and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah.
Not everybody's dog is well behaved.
Exactly.
And now the reason I brought up Tyler in this, because I think he's very friendly when it comes to letting his fur baby maybe eat off of this off of his plate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm personally not a fan of that, but I'm damn sure not a fan of just bringing the dog to Longhorn like that.
Yeah, that's an absolute.
And
no.
Get mad and you smash a plate over somebody, the worker's head.
Yeah,
that is
no.
Wild.
And you never let a dog eat off your plate. You just give them food.
Well, yeah, that's why you give the dog their own plate. So I'm gonna get the T-bone, and the dog is gonna get the ribeye. Yeah.
Nah, I never forget Tyler said I let the dog eat the rest of the eggs off of my plate. And I was just
okay, that's different. I've done that. Like you're done, and there's a little bit. You set it on the ground and let them fit. No, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Me personally, I don't.
You're going to wash the plate anyway. I thought, like, as you're eating.
I will put it in this bowl or
put
it on the floor or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to join this conversation. All that remains on the backside is some level of war that I don't want to be a part of at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So, Marshawn Lynch, beast mode. Legendary running back that played for a couple teams, mainly the Seahawks. We all know him for the Seahawks. And he was doing this podcast, and he had the chance to talk to Sam Darnold, new quarterback for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And what do you think is the first thing he asked Sam Darnold?
Ooh, I don't know.
It is Marshawn.
Just imagine, hey, we got Sam Darnold joining the show.
You want a shot? Like, were they in person? Because I feel
they were
like
in person.
He make everybody take a shot at Henny, so I feel like he asked him if he wanted a shot.
Nah.
So it was one of those sitting across from each other.
In a podcast.
But it is Marshawn. It would be a little off the wall.
Oh, I remember. I actually have seen this. I do remember what he asked him.
I don't.
I would not have guessed if I had not already seen it.
Okay, right. I don't know.
The new quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. Sam Darnold, welcome to the show, big dog.
Appreciate it, guys. Yes, appreciate the warm welcome. That's awesome,
bro.
Hey, bro, they told me that Ginger's is black.
That's what they said.
That's what I heard,
I didn't say that.
That's the first thing you say is that.
You can't act even like you ain't Ginger. It's Ginger, right?
Is Ginger's black?
I don't
713-572-46.
I don't remember what started this on social media, but I was like, this is the weirdest thing that we've got going. And obviously,
they told me. He goes,
who told you that?
And you, what's funny is you said, what was the first thing that he asked Sam Darnold? He didn't ask anything. He just threw it at Sam Darnold and was like, here, catch it. What you want to do?
React.
Do some of that.
He says, Ginger's black. Or they told me Ginger's black.
That was like a talk about question that I hate.
I don't even know if it was talk. He was just like,
talk about Ginger's being black. Wait, what?
But, I mean, and look, this is no shade to Marshawn. Don't you hate the person, though, that, like, in having a supposedly having a conversation with you, just says a thing and then leaves it there? Like,
what am I supposed to do with
it? Am I supposed to respond to that? Like, they told me Jones is black. And then they just looking at you, and you're like, yeah?
Yeah, everybody in the room just put their head down.
No.
Like, oh, my God. Is this the first thing you going to ask him? That's the first thing on your brain?
Oh, my
I do love
gosh.
That. Can you play it one more time? Because Sam Darnold got immediately into defense mode. Like, this is a well-trained, media-trained quarterback in the NFL.
Quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. Sam Darnold, welcome to the show, big dog.
Appreciate it, guys. Yes, appreciate the warm welcome.
That's awesome, bro.
Hey, bro, they told me that Gingers is black.
That's what they said.
That's what I heard.
I didn't say that.
That's the first thing you said.
Hands flew up. He said, that's what they said. I didn't say that.
All right, so I looked it up. Apparently, it's become a TikTok thing like everything has, but it was sparked by a video creator who's playfully suggested that redheads have historically faced prejudice and discrimination.
Which is true. Akin to other minorities. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You always hear about the redhead stepchild.
Yeah, the redhead stepchild. Yeah. So, okay. So it actually makes a little sense.
Somewhat.
Such as it is.
I guess.
Does that mean they're black, though?
No.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Or they have some things in common. I guess.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
There's an understanding of a similar struggle. I guess is the way that we have to put this. Mm-hmm. That's how I will leave that.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, Sam Darnold, like, bro, I still got a job in the NFL, man. I got to watch what I say. Like, and I'm a quarterback. So I can't say the wrong thing.
It's kind of a blindside, right out of the chute, man. Right out of the chute. Yeah,
but that's, look, if somebody needs to learn how to work with their blindside, hey, Sam Darnold, like, make sure that you cover your blindside, brother.
Yeah.
Make sure that you cover your blindside. All right, that is Figgy's mixtape right here in Loop Sports Radio 610.
One more thing. I just want to make sure everybody that's tailgating, make sure you stay hydrated. Drink some water. 100%. Try your best to stay cool. Don't go too hard in the paint, man. Make sure you drink some water. If you feel like you ain't drink enough water, to drink some more.
And Cal and Hannah at 3 o'clock, by the way, with the
at
boys.
At the tailgate? Oh, okay.
Today.
I'm about to say at the tailgate.
Go ahead, tailgate too.
You said one more thing. Reminder, we need to mention so people can hang around with the drive.
Live and in person with the drive also. So, yeah, excited for that. In fact, coming up next, let's get ready to hand it off to those fellas. It's Clint, I believe, B. Scott, and Ferran. And they'll be chatting with Cal and Hannah. Let's get them prepped for that. But also, y'all want to draft a weekend?
Oh, it's been a minute.
Let's draft a weekend next.